The voice of Zooey Deschanel, better known perhaps as an actor, but increasingly as a singer as well. The song's called Thieves, and it's off her second record, a collaboration with musician M. Ward. Together, they call themselves She and Him. Volume 2 is inspired by the music of the 1950s and 60s. Listen through and you'll hear moments that might remind you of Patsy Cline or Doris Day, maybe Karen Carpenter, even Dusty Springfield. But on each track is the now unmistakable voice of Zooey Deschanel, and most of the songs are written by her as well. She's in the studio with me here at NPR West along with M. Ward. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Zooey Deschanel, you had actually been recording sort of secret demos in your garage. We're on GarageBand, into your Macintosh, before you worked up the courage to send them to Matt Ward. Why did it take you such a long time to sort of come out of your shell and sort of decide that you wanted to make music professionally?
I always knew that I wanted to make music professionally. Like, my parents always thought I would be a musician. I fell into acting at a young age. You know, I can't complain. It's a fun job and everything. But there was always something missing. So I thought, you know, there must be something to this, that I'm spending, like, all of my spare time in a room making music that no one hears. You know, until I met Matt, there was nobody that I really wanted to make music with, that I connected with on a taste level and who I had that kind of creative chemistry with.
I want to ask you about the production of this record, because it seems like there's almost a Phil Spector sensibility on this album. It's something that could be sent back in time to a DJ in the 1960s. And there's a song, a particular song I'm thinking about that I want to hear, and it's called Don't Look Back.
Orpheus melted the heart of Persephone, but I never had you.
Matt Ward, this idea that you could send this back in time, this was a conscious thing that you did when you were thinking about how to make the sounds and the production on this record, right?
The songs that Zooey writes, they lend themselves towards taking people to a place that's somewhere other than today, and I hope that it doesn't take people to a specific decade or anything like that. I hope that the production and the songs find a place that is new, and yeah, no specific place in particular or specific place in time. I think that one of Zooey's skills in songwriting is the storytelling, and I hope that the production doesn't get in the way of that, and I hope that the era that we're living in doesn't get in the way of that, if that makes any sense.
I'm speaking with Zooey Deschanel and Matt Ward, better known as M. Ward. Together, they form the group She and Him. Their new album is called Volume 2. Both of you have talked about old musicals and how much they influence how you think about making music, particularly you, Zooey. And I want to play a bit from the song If You Can't Sleep, because I think that song could have been a scene in a musical.
Oh, thanks.
If you can sleep, I'll be there in your dreams. I'll be there in your dreams if you can't sleep at all. And in your dreams, I'll touch your cheek and lay
Zoe Deschanel, what is it about old musicals?
Good old musicals make me so happy, like watching Singing in the Rain or Sound of Music or Meet Me in St. Louis. I feel that there was something so magical about that era. Watching Judy Garland sing when I was a little kid in Wizard of Oz and in Meet Me in St. Louis and Easter Parade and all these old movies, that is how I still to this day I have like these head motions that I think of, like that I think I'm supposed to do when I'm singing, that are like Judy Garland.
Goodbye shadows, goodbye shadows.
At Ward, I know that this project began in a really informal way. It was getting these demos from Zoe, exchanging ideas and emails and lyrics, and then putting this record together, the first record, which obviously received incredible critical acclaim. Is this project more than just a project anymore? I mean, is it almost become a formalized process?
Well, it's definitely a full-time project. Mm-hmm. I don't think Zoe and I look at it as anything too regimented or...
No.
It's like the most simply designed project ever been a part of, because it's Zoe's has her position, I'm in my position, and
there's no like sitting around like ordering food in the studio.
Right.
There's like it's work.
You just
work.
Get right to it.
Cracking the whip.
That's Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. Together they make up the group She and Him. Their new album's called Volume 2. Zoe, Matt, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Talking on the phone and watching Cribs. He doesn't know what kind of guy he is. He's got a gold-plated ceiling in a TV show, a broken heart, and he doesn't even know. He's glad to see you. Yes, he's glad to see you. Open your arms and sing. The world's been waiting, they've been waiting for years.
Our program was directed today by Petra Mayer. The production staff includes Phil Harrell, Kenya Young, Travis Larchuk, Kate Davidson, Chris Benderev, and Lauren Silverman. Our technical directors this weekend have been Sean Phillips and Paris Morgan, assisted by Theo Mondel, Carlos Asensio, and Daniel Shukin. Melissa Goh is the weekend web producer, Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.